Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaita Masech des Nazir Perik Zayin Mishnah Dalad Omar Rebbe Eliezer Mishum Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Eliezer said in the name of Rebbe Yeshua, Kol Tuma Min Hames. Any type of Tumas Mes. Shehan Nazir Migaleachala. That if the Nazir comes into contact through this type of Tuma, he would have to do Tiglachas. Chayov and Alea Albias Migdash. You should also know in regard to that Tuma, if anyone, not a Nazir, anyone became Tamei and went into the Beis HaMikdash before he was Metayer himself, he would be Chayiv. If a person is Tamei, he's not allowed to enter into the Beis HaMikdash. If someone does so B'mezid, he could be Chayiv Kars. B'shagir, he would have to bring a carbon. So if a person became Tamei with the type of Tumah that a Nazir would have to do Teglachas, and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, or by the way, if he eats Kaddishim, reminds us about Tanura, before he becomes Tori from his Tuma, from this type of Tuma, he would be Chayiv Karis if he was a Mezid, and a Karbin if he was a Shoyge. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, but v'chol Tuma min ha-meis, she'ein ha-nozir megaleach alea, if this is some type of Tumas Meis, that the Nozir would not have to do Teglachas on. For example, like we discussed in the last Mishnah, a revius of dam, or any of the other cases, ein chayovin aleal bias migdash. For that same tumah, one would not be chayiv if he became tumah that way and came into the base of migdash. Now wait a second. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed them: etzayra, azava, azava. These people are chayiv if they come into the base of migdash when they're tumah. And the answer is that's why it says Chol Tumah Min HaMeis. We're talking about the Tumais in the previous Mishnah that have to do with Tumas Meis. Omer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, you seem to be very lenient here with Tumas Meis. Loi Tehei Zu, this Tumas Meis that the Nazir is not Megaleachan, shouldn't be Kalam and Asheretz, more lenient than Tumas Sheretz. If someone touches one of the eight Sheratzim after they died, it says in the Torah Beferish, and if he comes into the Beis HaMikdash without being retired himself, he's Chayiv. Now, Tumas Sheretz is not as severe as Tumas Meis. So I don't understand. If one would be Chayiv, says Rav Meir, on Tumas Sheretz, he's only Tummy for a day. You're not Tummy 7 days by Tumas Sheretz. But he's still Chayiv L'Bias Mikdash, still Kav HaChomer B'Tumah Min HaMeis. Where if someone becomes Tummy, Tumas Meis, he requires at least 7 days to become tar. He has to be sprayed with the water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Adum on day number 3 and day number 7. So true, some types of Tumas Meis the Nazir is not Megaleach. But they should still be more chomer, more strict than Tumas Sheretz. And if you're chayiv for Tumas Sheretz coming into the Beis HaMikdash, for sure, these types of Tumas Meis, even these types of Tumas Meis. Kach danti lefnei Rabbi Eliezer. This is the Kav HaChomer I made to Rabbi Eliezer. I told him, Ma'im etzem kisa'ira. Madach, a bone the size of a barley. She'ena metama adam ba'oil. It's not metama a person who didn't touch it, didn't carry it, but was under the same roof as it. We learned before, the etzem kisa'ira is only metama b'maga b'masa, not ba'oil. But despite that, ha'nozir megaleach, the nozir would have to do taglachas. Alma goy va alma soy, if he touched it or carried it, we just said if the Nazir is under the same roof without directly touching it or carrying it, that's when he does not have to do teglachas. But for Maga and Masa, he would have to do Teglachas. So Revias Dam, when it comes to, yes, a Revias Dam, which is more strict than Etzem Kisar. Because Mitama Adam, a Revias Dam is Mitama a person, even Ba'ail, even through Tumas Ail. Stama person is under the same roof as a Revias Dam, he becomes Dami. So ain't it then, shouldn't we say for sure? That a nazir should have to do teglachas al magov al masor if he touches or carries a revias dam. Amalisa, Rabbi Eliezer said to me, "Maze Akiva, what's with you? You're bringing me kalvachaymers? Ain't done kan ni kalvachaymer. We're not passing this on the base of a kalvachaymer." There's Allah l'mashim Sinai. This din that a nazir has to teglachas on a etzem kisaira is a mesaira. It's not a pasuk. You can't learn from this a kal v'chomer for revias dam. You don't learn a kal v'chomer from a halach l'mashim Sinai. Rashi in Masechet Shabbos explains Halacha L'Moshe Messina is considered Torah Shebal Peh, and Kal V'Chomers are only for Torah Shebeksav. U'keshebasi v'hertzei si dvarim l'fnei Rabbi Yehoshua. When I explained to Rabbi Yeshua what happened over here, I told him exactly what the conversation was. So Rabbi Yeshua's response to Rabbi Akiva was, Yofa Amarta, you spoke very well. Your Kal V'Chomer is a good Kal V'Chomer. Elakein Amru Halach. But I agree 100% with Rabbi Eliezer, Lamaisa, it's irrelevant that your Kal V'Chomer is a good Kal V'Chomer. Because we darshan only Kal V'Chomer is based on Psukim. And this din regarding an etzem kisa'oida is a halacha l'moshe Sinai. So basically, Rabbi Yeshua is saying the same thing Rabbi Eliezer did. The Mishnah is just saying Rabbi Yeshua agreed with Rabbi Eliezer. And that's what Rabbi Akiva is telling me. Amalie said to me, Yafa Amarta, it's a good kalvachaymer. Elokein amru halacha, but we don't dash in the kalvachaymer. Although, according to the Gra, there is a chilek between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds you never darshan a kal v'chomer from halacha l'moshe Sinai. Rabbi Yeshua says sometimes yes. But the reason I can't accept what you're saying, that based on this kal v'chomer, a nazir should do teglachas on touching or carrying a revias dam, is because we have a halacha l'moshe Sinai for that as well, that he doesn't do teglachas. So in other words, according to the Gra, both agree with the results, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that the halacha stays the same. There is no teglachas for being under the same roof as a revias dam. It's just that Rabbi Eliezer is saying, etzem kesoir is halacha l'moshe Sinai, therefore you can't use that to support a kal v'chomer. And Rabbi Yeshua is saying, even if you could, there's a separate halacha l'moshe Sinai, which clearly tells us that the Nazir does not do teglachas for revias dam. It's not important that you understand that for the Pshat and the Mishnah, basically, Pashat Pshat and the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer both agree. It may be a good Kal V'Chomer, but we have over here Halacha L'Moshe Sinai's, and therefore we don't dash in the Kal V'Chomer. So again, our Mishnah started by saying, Rabbi Eliezer says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, any Tumah min ha-meis that would cause the Nazir to have to stop his Naziris and do teglachas, you would be chayiv for that same tuma if you came into the Beis HaMikdash. Any tuma min hames that the Nazir would not have to do teglachas on, stamazai, a person became tummy through that, he would not be chayiv for coming into the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Meir wanted to dash in the Kal V'Chomer. He said, I don't understand, for tuma sheretz, for touching one of the dead sheratzim, you're chayiv for coming into the Beis HaMikdash. So you shouldn't be chayiv for tumas meis? even if a Nazir is not Megaleich on that type of Tumah? Then the Mishnah told us, Rabbi Akiva said, B'negei, the Inyan of Revi'ah's Dam that we learned about earlier, I presented a Kal V'chaimer before Rabbi Eliezer. I said, Madach, a bone that's as big as a barley, which is not metama, a person ba'oil, any person. But a Nazir would still have to do taglachas if he touched it or carried it. So a Revi'ah's Dam, which under normal circumstances, any person that walks under the same roof as a Revi'ah's Dam, he would become Tamei Tumasayil. Shouldn't we say for sure that a Nazir should have to do teglachas when he touches or carries it? But both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agreed it may be a good Kal V'chaimer, but it's irrelevant. There's no Kal V'chaimer here. This is a halacha l'maaseh Mesinai. And Kal V'chaimer is only used when we dash him sukkim.